Hunter Biden remains a good standing D.C. bar member. By Wendell Hussebo on July 28, 2023. Hunter Biden remains a good standing member of the D.C. Bar's Association, despite evidence of illicit activities and court proceedings, according to the bar's website. During Wednesday's court proceedings, Hunter Biden told the judge he was licensed to practice law in Washington, D.C., and Connecticut. In February, the D.C. Bar told Breitbart News that Hunter is not a member of the D.C. Bar. The bar's statement was consistent with the Associated Press's reporting from 2014 in which it claimed the current District of Columbia bar records do not show Biden as member. However, Hunter's D.C. bar license says he was admitted in 2007. Breitbart News followed up by sending a screenshot of the search query of the D.C. Bar's website that listed Hunter as a member. The D.C. Bar's Office of Disciplinary Counsel replied they had searched their records in error and that Hunter was indeed a member of the D.C. Bar. "I confirmed," Disciplinary Counsel Phil Fox of the D.C. Bar replied. "He is admitted in D.C., we just didn't know his, Hunter Biden, first name was Robert when we looked him up. Hunter Biden is also licensed to practice law in Connecticut." As Breitbart News reported in February, Hunter Biden's law license remains administratively suspended. Hunter is forbidden from practicing law in Connecticut until he pays the $75 fee assessed to every lawyer in the state and a $75 reinstatement fee, according to Section 2-79 of Connecticut's practice book. A search of Connecticut's license database reveals Hunter failed to pay the small fee three times in 2 years. The database shows Hunter's license was first administratively suspended on March 16, 2021. The database additionally indicates Hunter was most recently flagged on June 14, 2022, for failure to pay the client security fund fee in accordance with Practice Book Section 2-70. It is unclear why Hunter has not paid the fee. Lawyers can pay the fee online at www.judd.ct.gov. Hunter's Connecticut license shows it is registered at an address located at the House of Sweden in Washington, D.C., at an office space he used to facilitate a Chinese energy deal with SFC China Energy Company in 2017. Hunter earned a $1 million legal retainer from the company's chairman, Yi Jianming. Hunter also received a large diamond from Yi worth an estimated $80,000 in February 2017. In March, Republican investigators obtained SARs on Rob Walker, who received a $3 million wire transfer from SFC China Energy Company in 2017. In turn, four Biden family members, Hunter, James, Hallie, and an unidentified Biden, received a collective $1.3 million cut from the $3 million wire transfer. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter at Wendell Hussebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.